just wanted to, I think everybody knows these two. These are our friends, our brothers, our sisters, brother and sister, excuse me, from Brazil. We have a long relationship with Hui and Naja in this congregation and the work that they've been doing here. And it's so long that there's a question. We don't know how to say your name. So once and for all, when I met you, I always said Rui. And then I was correct. I said, no, it's Hui. And then this morning, someone said, no, it's Rui. And so we're going to say, how do you pronounce your name properly?
Hui.
Hui.
Hui. I was right.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we have a very long relationship with them and the work that they've done there. And we love it when they come here to see us, and not just because they bring chocolate, but because they're a blessing. She said, yes, it is. They are a blessing to all of us. I always watch the slides and listen to Hui speak, and I'm humble, to be honest. I know each of you are as well. By just the complete surrender of his life and Naja's life, and their daughter Hannah, who is not here with us this morning, but lives in Lubbock. And we are so grateful for the relationship we have with them, for their heart, for the Lord. And we're so happy to have you here this morning.
Yeah, happy to be here.
If y'all come over here, I just want to say a prayer over both of you. Father in heaven, we come before you humbly, and we just lift up Hui and Naja and Hannah and all of our brothers and sisters in Brazil that we have not met, but we are brothers with them.
Amen.
Through you. We are family. And it's because of the work that Hui and Naja have done and the work that the members here have done in supporting them, the work we've done together.
Amen.
Mainly, Father, it's the work you have done through us. And we praise you for that. We ask that you bless them in everything that they do, that you protect them, that you continue to make their work fruitful. We just ask that you be with Hui this morning as he speaks to us. Just rain down your blessings upon them and our family in Brazil. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Brazil, we are 3 hours in front of you. Now is almost 2 o'clock. Yeah, 2 o'clock. That's so good for you, because when Jesus comes back, he'll be there first. And I will call you, okay? You have 3 hours, 3 hours. Thank you so much for this great opportunity you give to us to come here and show what you are doing in Brazil. And thanks so much for your love for mission. And God use you, what he gave to you, and you are using very well for the mission. Thanks so much for your love for the mission. God can continue bless you. And all the time, Naja and I, and all those churches you help us to plant in Brazil, they are praying for you. They pray for you, for God can continue to bless you and use you here. Amen? And I'm here because people just like you, missionary just like you, went in Brazil or sent another missionary in Brazil. And they were there teaching my mother, my family. And now I'm here. And I'm preaching the gospel in Brazil and preach the gospel here. And I would like to share with you one passage from the Bible. It's in Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. And verse 19. Matthew chapter 28. And verse 19. If you find, say amen.
Amen.
If you didn't find, say mercy. Let's read Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Say that, therefore, go and make disciples all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. See, we have here a commandment. Commandment from God. He said, go. Who? He did said, who? He said, it's everybody. He didn't say, go missionaries, go preachers, go elders. No, he said, go. It's everybody. That commandment is for you, for you, for you, for you, and for me. It's for everybody. But how we will obey that commandment? First thing I want to say to you, first thing, read your Bible. You need to know how to use this tool for you can preach the gospel. You need to read your Bible. How we? Every day. You need to read this book every day. Amen? Read the book. Read the book every day. Take one book from the New Testament and read one chapter or two chapters a day or more. When you finish that book, go to Proverbs and read one chapter or two chapters a day. You finish Proverbs, take one book from the Old Testament and read one chapter a day or more. You finish that book from the Old Testament, go back to Proverbs and read one chapter or two chapters a day. You finish Proverbs, go to the New Testament book and take one book and read one chapter or two chapters a day or more. Finish that book, go back to Proverbs and read Proverbs again. One chapter or two chapters or more. Why we need to go back all the time to Proverbs? Because you can imagine how that book can help us. You can imagine. If you are married, you need to read Proverbs. If you want to go married, you need to read that book. That book is an amazing book for man and for a woman. It's an amazing book. Help you a lot. This is why all the time, you need to go back to Proverbs and read one chapter or two chapters a day. My wife, she do different. She read Proverbs all the time. She read Proverbs in one book. She never stop read Proverbs. And that is so good for her and so good for me. Because of it there and Proverbs. The Proverbs help her, tell her how she need to treat her husband. That's so good for me. It's so good for her, of course. She never stopped read Proverbs. One time, I read Proverbs 2 years straight. When I finished, I went back. When I finished, I went back. It's so good time. It's so good. But you can do that. Read your Bible every day. Every day. You can imagine how God can use you, how God can guide you, how God can protect you, how God can strengthen you, how God can use you here in the church and in your family and in your job and outside there. God can use you if you know how to use this tool very well. Amen? Very well. When you know how to use these tools very well, when you read your Bible every day, God can give you a power. For you can be just like Samaritan woman. How Samaritan woman preached the gospel? She didn't teach anybody. She didn't invite anybody to go to her home. But she preached the gospel invited people to see Jesus. She preached the gospel, inviting people to know Jesus. You can be just like Samaritan woman. You can preach the gospel just like her. Invite people. Invite people to come here. Invite people to go to come to the small group. When you read your Bible, God gives you a power for you can be just like Matthew. You can preach the gospel just like Matthew. Matthew, he did a party in his house and invited people to come to his house. And he invited Jesus to go there and preach to those people. You can preach the gospel just like Samaritan woman or just like Matthew. When you read your Bible, God can use you for you can preach the gospel just like the blind man. The blind man, he didn't call people, he didn't invite anybody to come to his home, but he told the people what Jesus did to him. He preached the gospel in a different way. When you read the Bible, you can have a power to preach the gospel just like Dorcas. Dorcas, she didn't have any testimony. She didn't invite any people to go to her house. She didn't call anybody, but she helps people. Dorcas preached the gospel helping people. Nadia and I, we preach the gospel in a different way. My way to preach the gospel is going everywhere I go, I talk to people. Everywhere I go, you know me. Everywhere I go, I ask people, hey, if you die today, do you know where you go? Hey, do you have the Holy Spirit? You know, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not going to heaven. I do that. It's my way to preach the gospel. But it's not Nadia. Nadia don't preach that way. Nadia preached the gospel just like Dorcas. She's helping people. In that way, God used her to preach the gospel. You can be just like the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, he touched people. He preached. He preached in his way. You can be just like him. You see, everybody can obey that commandment. Go and preach the gospel. You can preach the gospel in your way. Don't need to be in my way. You have your way. God can use you. Amen? Go and preach the gospel in your way. And we preach the gospel in Brazil. And you are preaching the gospel here. And thanks so much. Thanks so much for your partnership in this great work to preach the gospel everywhere in this world. And don't forget, know these tools. Read these tools. Read this book every day. And God will use you to send people to heaven with us. Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for everything you have done for this congregation, for this city, and for the country in Brazil. And God loves you. God loves you a lot. If you have any need for you can come to Jesus, we are here to help you. We are singing when you stand. If you have any need to have a good relationship with Jesus, come in the front, it will help you.